Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Today, we find ourselves at the intersection of several significant events, each carrying its own weight in the annals of Indian history and culture. First, let's delve into the celebrations that marked Buddha Purnima, also known as Vaishakha Purnima, which fell on 1 May 2026. This day was celebrated not just in India, but also at Buddhist sites around the world. Lakhs of pilgrims gathered at pivotal locations such as Bodh Gaya in Bihar, Sarnath in Uttar Pradesh, Kushinagar in Uttar Pradesh, and Sanchi in Madhya Pradesh. What makes this significant is that the Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, extended his greetings on this occasion, reiterating India's commitment to the principles of peace, non-violence, and karuna, or compassion, that are at the heart of Buddha's message. Crucially, Buddha Purnima commemorates three pivotal events in Gautama Buddha's life: his birth, his enlightenment, known as Bodhi, and his parinirvana, all of which are traditionally believed to have occurred on the same lunar date. It is worth noting that international delegations from countries such as Sri Lanka, Thailand, Myanmar, Japan, and South Korea participated in the ceremonies held at Bodh Gaya, underscoring the global significance of this day. Now let us turn to another significant event that took place on the same day. 1 May 2026 marked the 66th anniversary of the formation of Maharashtra and Gujarat, two states that were created under the Bombay Reorganization Act of 1960. This act led to the bifurcation of the bilingual Bombay state into two separate states based on linguistic lines, with Maharashtra being predominantly Marathi-speaking and Gujarat being Gujarati-speaking. The celebrations for Maharashtra Day were marked by a traditional grand parade at Shivaji Park in Mumbai, where the Chief Minister, Devendra Fadnavis, hoisted the flag. The Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, posted a message highlighting the contributions of Maharashtra to India's progress in various fields, including literature, theatre, music, cinema, industry, education, science, and public service. Similarly, in Gujarat, the day was commemorated with celebrations in Gandhinagar, where the Chief Minister, Bhupendra Patel, addressed the state. This day is particularly significant as it marks the culmination of the Maha-Gujarat movement, which was a pivotal force behind the creation of Gujarat as a separate state. And here is something that surprises many students: 1 May 2026 was also observed as International Labour Day, or May Day, across India. This day has its roots in the workers' rights movements that began in the late 19th century, notably the 1886 Haymarket Affair in Chicago. In India, trade unions such as INTUC, ATUC, SITU, BMS, and HMS held events in cities like Mumbai, Kolkata, and Delhi to commemorate the day. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It signifies the ongoing struggle for workers' rights and the need for labor reforms, a topic that is as relevant today as it was in the past, especially with India's labor code reforms, which include four codes: wages, social security, industrial relations, and occupational safety, that have been notified but are awaiting full implementation in many states. Now, let us look at the implications of these events converging on the same day. The coincidence of Buddha Purnima, Labor Day, Maharashtra Day, and Gujarat Day on 1 May 2026 resulted in a rare quadruple observance. This led to banks being closed nationwide under the Negotiable Instruments Act for Buddha Purnima, in addition to Labor Day in most states, and state-specific holidays for Maharashtra Day and Gujarat Day. It is worth pausing here to note that the next bank closure of a similar scale will not recur until 2034, when these dates align again. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it is essential to remember the significance of each of these days and their relevance to India's history, culture, and current affairs. Note this carefully: the celebrations and commemorations that took place on 1 May 2026 underscore the diversity and richness of India's cultural and political landscape. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Prime Minister's message on Buddha Purnima highlighted India's role as the land of Buddha and the relevance of Buddhist values in resolving global conflicts. The Mahagujarat movement, which was led by Indulal Yagnik, was the agitation that led to Gujarat's separate statehood, and its centenary celebrations are anticipated to take place in the 2056 to 2060 window. The Sanyukt Maharashtra movement, led by figures such as Senapati Bapat, S.M. Joshi, and P.K. Atre, demanded a separate Marathi-speaking state, resulting in Maharashtra's formation on 1 May 1960. With that background in place, let us look at the upcoming events. The election results for Tamil Nadu, West Bengal, Kerala, Assam, and Puducherry, which involve a total of 824 seats, are scheduled to be announced on 4 May 2026, just 3 days after these celebrations. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember this number, 66, which marks the years since the formation of Maharashtra and Gujarat. Note this carefully, the convergence of these significant events on a single day highlights the complexity and richness of India's political and cultural landscape, a topic that is frequently explored in the UPSC exams. In conclusion, today's events serve as a reminder of India's diverse cultural heritage and its ongoing journey towards peace, progress, and the protection of workers' rights, all of which are integral to the broader significance of these celebrations and commemorations.